Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The plan that we hear from the Cubs is we're waiting for Matt Shaw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That's the voice of Bruce Levine. And Bruce told us that. And so we go to the source. We go to Tommy Burch. He with the Des Moines Register. He covers the Cubs. And he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Tommy, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm battling a little bit of a cold, but this is what we do in the minor leagues. We tough it out and fight through the grind.
Good for you.
Well, you heard Bruce there, and we've been talking about, let's be honest about it. The Cubs are having a hell of a year, and they look great, but they have this boogeyman position, which is third base, that they had seven different guys at last year. They've tried six different players already this year. And we thought Matt Shaw was going to be the answer, but unfortunately he ran into some issues, just his crazy swing and everything else. And so they sent him down to Iowa to work with him. And he's starting to come around. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think there's still work to be done. You know, when you look at the stats have turned out nice where, you know, I think he's had three or four multi-hit games in a row, but the stats are a little bit deceiving too, where I think most of those balls are hard hit balls or a few hard hit balls. And on the road trip, when he wasn't getting any hits, he had a few hard hit balls that didn't turn into hits. So, you know, as you know, baseball, it all kind of comes around and tends to even itself out. But I think, yeah, they want to see him continue to get hits. They want to see him continue to get at bats and get on base. But I think they want to continue to see that hard hit rate climb and get better before they call him back up.
Tommy, we heard Craig Counsell asked about Moises Ballesteros the other day, talking about how well he's hitting and how he hopes he stays at AAA, because that means that there's not a spot for him on the major league roster. That said, if and when he does come up this season, how ready would he be for a first base assignment to play that role? And how has he been this year overall, just to watch and evaluate from your perspective?
I mean, from a hitting standpoint, what he's doing is absolutely remarkable. It kind of reminds me of towards the end of Chris Bryant's tenure in Des Moines, where just realized there was absolutely nothing left that he could do from an offensive standpoint, where he's just not getting challenged really at all. So from that standpoint, he looks absolutely amazing. But then the question still remains is, like, okay, where does Moises end up playing? Is it going to be behind the plate? Is it going to be at first base? Is he going to be a DH? Now, the one thing I'll say is the people I talk to throughout the organization, the people that are around him on a continual basis, just rave about the work ethic that he has, of how he's going about things, trying to improve his work behind the plate and try to become a better catcher. And I think part of the problem too is, like, man, his bat is so good and so advanced that we're kind of like, okay, well, the gloves should be just as good behind the plate. But he's only 21 years old. He's still a young guy that hasn't played that much catcher. But there is definitely work that needs to be done. You know, some of the scouts I've talked to that watched him kind of wonder if that's going to be his home behind the plate. And I think there are some questions about how well he could fare at first base too. Kind of the consensus I've gotten from talking to a lot of people outside the organization that have seen Ballesteros play is that he might end up a DH. Now, like I said, he's still super young. He's still super inexperienced when it comes to that position. And he is working his butt off. Everybody will tell you that throughout the organization that he's going to do whatever it takes to make it work. That's kind of the big question mark when it comes to him is where do you play him defensively?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's not very tall. He's not very big. He's a you know, a big fella, but he hits the hell out of the ball, but he's short, right? I mean, how would you describe him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a hefty guy, but he ended up putting in a really good offseason, actually, where I think he dropped 20 to 25 pounds. He swore off fast food. You know, he's like me. He's a big guy that's into Burger King, KFC, and stuff like that. I can't give it up, but he said he did. And, you know, there are two things I was really impressed with when he first showed up to Des Moines this summer. One, you could definitely notice the change in his body where he had lost some weight, and that was something that the Cubs wanted him to do, and he did. So he's gotten much more athletic behind the plate. And then two is his English too. Now I know that's not a big thing to the typical fan. Everybody just wants to be able to see this guy go out there, rake, do whatever he can and produce on the field. But I think it kind of illuminates just how hard of a worker, he is for how young he is too, and for the amount of success he's had and how rapidly he has risen through the minor leagues. It would be easy to kind of put aside some of that other stuff and say, hey, look, I'm just going to go out there and hit and whatever. But he is really determined to become a better player, better athlete, and I think a better person.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
As well,
talking with Tommy Birch from the Des Moines Register. And Tommy, you have had a first hand account, and you have a good seat to see Cade Horton's development this year. Has he taken as big of a step as it seems from afar in his first five starts? And if that's the case, how soon can he get to Chicago?
Yeah, he's been really, really sharp. I didn't really get to see much of him last season, obviously, because he ended up getting hurt, missed the end of last season. And some of the people that I had talked to that watched him throughout the year kind of thought he was already hurt when he was in Double-A by the time he got up to Triple-A and was just kind of fighting through it, hoping that he could eventually make the big leagues last season. But, you know, the Cubs are obviously taking their time with him. They're being very cautious. They're they're letting that pitch count build up and kind of slowly letting him go deeper into games. And, you know, I would say there are two things that they're probably paying pretty close attention to. One is the velo, where they want him to continually build up from that standpoint, where during his first couple outings, we would see 96, 97, 98 during the first, second, maybe third inning. And then by the fourth or fifth inning, we would see kind of a 3 to 4 mile an hour drop off. And to me, that was just a sign of, hey, this is a guy that's still trying to build up that arm strength and get his body back and kind of get his feet back underneath him from missing so much time last season. That's gotten a lot better as his last couple outings have gone on. And I would say the other thing too is, you know, probably the one big bugaboo that you would look at during his outings is, you know, he has a tendency to, you know, not be as efficient when it comes to throwing strikes. But over the last couple outings, that's gotten a lot better. So, you know, I think for right now, it's all about, hey, keep building up that pitch count, keep going deeper into games, and keep throwing more strikes. If you can do that, like, man, at some point he's going to be in Chicago helping that team. But it's like I said, you know, they want to get to a point where he's reaching, you know, 6 or 7 innings here, because look, when you're throwing 70, 80 pitches in Des Moines, the level of stress on 70 or 80 pitches in Chicago is going to feel like 90 to 100 in those first couple outings.
Yep.
Tommy, thanks a ton. Really good stuff. Appreciate your time.
Great insight. Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah, anything for you guys. Thanks, man.
Bless you. That is Tommy Burch from the Des Moines Register. Does a great job covering that team, and that's fun stuff.